and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Wednesday, the 25th of October, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here, and Christina's back this morning, was here last night. Another producer's wife was having a baby.
Had a baby.
Or had a baby.
I
don't
know. If it was a girl or boy.
I don't know.
A girl. Oh, girl. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Okay.
Aww, Trevor, thank you. I mean,
Tyler.
Tyler, excuse me. Tyler and his beautiful bride. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. But
I don't know still yet. But
congratulations.
We are excited.
We just knew they were launching their second there. Okay.
Launching.
Do you have a national day today, Christina?
Let's see. What's going on today in the world?
Well, while you're...
Actually, today is something really close to me and Linda. Today is International Artist Day.
Okay.
Yes, we celebrate...
all over the world.
Yeah, we celebrate arts in every shape, way, and form. That could be somebody who writes a book, somebody who makes wine, somebody who carves a piece of wood, somebody who performs, sings, draws... cooking. I think there's all kinds of art form. I think there's also an art form in relationships and public speaking, how you treat people. That's a true art.
There should be another national day today, and that's people who are married to artists. You know, yeah, yeah. There should be a
well,
day.
Well, you're
for
an
that.
Artist in your own way.
No, you are.
Yeah,
it's people who are married to artists.
Okay.
Also, should have a national day.
Okay.
And you know why, Christina. You know why. Yeah. You guys are a little different.
We are. You know,
you're left-brain people.
I don't know about you, but I like kooky people. I get kooky people. And I think that that's where some of the most beautiful art in the world has been created. And some of, like I said, food, wine, people who think outside the box. And many times in your life, I think now in this generation, and the last few decades, people have really embraced thinking outside the box because that's where the true genius and leaders come from, that instead of trying to stay inside the form, which was something that was very popular in the 40s, 30s, 40s. And I don't know about so much the 30s.
May I recommend something?
The weather.
You get back in the box
okay.
And talk about the weather.
I sometimes don't like being in the box. 61 degrees today, folks, right now, currently, if you're looking at what's it like outside, because I know with Carl, boot day, not boot day. Chance of showers with our highs today about 64. We do have a 50% chance of showers today. And then tonight, our overnight lows look like 41. Sunny tomorrow, Thursday, that will be around 65. That will be our high. And our overnight lows look like there will be about 40 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Now, Friday calls for about 66 with sunny skies, mostly clear overnight on Friday night at 43. I know many people are kind of doing the early Halloween and celebrating this weekend rather than midweek, going out and doing all kinds of events. So Saturday looks like it's sunny with a high of 64. Saturday night, clear skies with 45. And Sunday, 70 degrees and sunny. So when you go out and ride this weekend, it'll be beautiful. That's the forecast here. And the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. That's right, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned again. 365-3793.
Do you know how much people they estimate we're going to spend on Halloween costumes this year?
No.
$700 million. Considering that we take an old sheet and cut a couple holes in it, and we can use it then for toga parties.
Well, our neighbor across the street has got this beautiful,
Oh my god!
And
it really puts everybody in the rest of the neighborhood.
Well, my brother in Sacramento just decorates the heck out of his house. So all the kids are flying in. One of them's actually flying in from New York, and they're going to be, I guess, the sisters and the brother are going to be Mario.
Are they all going to stay
Mario
at the
Brothers.
House? Are they all staying at the house?
Yes. And then
I
guess
Cindy real happy.
I know. So evidently there's going to be all kinds. I want to just drive by to see the decorations anyway. So
it's because your brother's a pagan. He's a pagan. No, he is. That's the closest thing I can he believes in putting things in trees and stuff.
Well, he just loves to decorate. So there's my brother. He's probably, he's got a full skeleton. He's a doctor. So they'll probably have the skeleton on the second floor all decorated,
A real skeleton.
Yeah. And he loves the whole idea of like the sound effects and the smoke. And it'll be like one of those.
We ought to go down just to trick or treat. Well, what happens with people across the street from us and their great decorations is it attracts people, which means then I have to get a big bowl of Snickers baby bars to knock on the door to hand them
out. That's right. You like to do that. I will be.
I'll
be
I
here
don't
for
mind.
Halloween.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
I'll be here for Halloween. I'm going to go down this weekend.
So if you bring your kids around Chestnut Street.
Yeah, I'm going to go down.
I'm not going to tell you which side is Chestnut Street.
I'm going to go down and
a lot of times we have it left over. Kids don't trick or treat as much.
Well, so because of the safety situation, there's the mall, there's concentrated neighborhoods where families come out, and because I think our homes are old in the older area, we get maybe a handful, but it's not like there's certain neighborhoods that get. And then they, get a multitude of kids of various ages. But the thing is that the word spreads out about what you get at the door. And because we give a handful of Tootsie Rolls
they're Snickers little
bars. All right. But still, it's not and they consider about the get mode, get in quotation mode. Almond bars from that block.
No, well, you can come to our house and get a handful of these bars. And toward the end, I just put in two handfuls and the parents are looking at me.
You mean in your mouth?
Not in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
And little kids think. they're little baggies or they're little pumpkins. And
need to leave our light on this year, don't we?
We're going
to
leave the light on
and
this year.
And maybe we should carve a pumpkin with the light in it, because that is a symbol that we're open, that people can come.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, Linda.
Yes, Carl.
K-Bot. You're going to carve a pumpkin?
I've done it in the past.
Okay.
It's messy. It's time-consuming, but it's fun.
And speaking of that, I have tickets to the Monster Mash Bash this Friday and the Anderson VFW, and it's there to support the Northern California Heritage Museum and Heritage Center. And these are $50 tickets, and I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give away four. They're two vouchers, and each good for two. So if you want to go to a big party and have dinner and everything like this, and they're going to dress up, or not dress up, and it helps support the Northern California Veterans Museum, I've got two tickets here to the first person that calls 605-4567.
And that's this Friday.
That's this Friday.
Fun night.
Okay. Speaking of something that happens, the Republicans are trying again. The clown show has surged to its newest level, and they are nominating a guy by the name of
Mike Johnson.
He's the deputy whip. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's from Louisiana, noted for his fiery exchanges on the House Judiciary Committee. He's the fourth one. Now, this is kind of an uphill battle because he's already got 40 votes against him, and since they need all of them to do it. So somehow in there, they're hoping that he's going to be the one that everybody can agree on. He has got his law degree from Louisiana State University, LSU, been married 24 years, has four kids. And as a speaker, he would chart a new path, he told colleagues. One of the fateful moments in history, citing the attack on Israel, emboldened foreign adversaries, high national debt, a southern border that is overrun, and more. And by the way, if we get a chance today, I'm going to talk about an article that I read that said more people came across the border last year than have been born in the United States. Can you believe that? The guy's got some pretty good numbers there. So
I think that a lot of us are just kind of tearing our hair out by the roots, like just trying to figure out, you know,
what's going on?
Our America look like and today, and how do you feel about it? And a lot of people, it's kind of interesting. But coming up, we're going to be talking about something local here with our good friend Mimi Mosley, Reading Restart. There's an event happening this weekend, and we're going to hear about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by a place that we bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. There are four locations now. What happened? What did I sleep?
You slept. No, you missed the one in Red Bluff. One in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. That's their latest one. Their newest one is on Ventura Street down there. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, and they are a local bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Whatever we have to do to keep our energy up and on. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and KCNR 1460 streaming at .com. We love our morning show. Yeah.
Not
go
just
ahead.
.com.
Your turn.
Today, the 25th of October, 7:20 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst owns this. He's been doing this for over 20 years. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Doesn't take any chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, and that's car, truck, or RV. I've seen RVs out there with a chip in their windshield that he's repairing. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with one of our favorite people of all times, Mimi Mosley.
Oh, go on. No.
Oh, true.
No.
And she brought with her Justin Wandbro, who is from
He's a director of development.
Yep. Good News Rescue Mission.
Yep. That's right, yes.
And we're talking Reading Restart today. So what is that?
Yeah, well, Reading Restart, we've done three of these, and we're about to do our fourth. The first one was addressing homelessness. We did it at the Civic, over 450 people attended, and we touched base on a lot of different aspects of homelessness. And then after that, we did addressing housing, so the housing of the homeless. And then the third one was addressing service in the community, which was focused mostly on churches. And then this one is addressing mental health, and it's going to be a big one. We've got some pretty key players here, and we are very excited about it. It's going to take place at Mercy Oaks out by Simpson off of College View this Friday from 9 a.m. until 10:45. It's a free event, but you do need to register. ReadyandRestart.com.
What I love about this, by the way, as I'm looking at this flyer, is that there are four names here. If you will, tell our listeners about who will be there. It's very, very important, and I love the fact that it's in the between 9 and 11. So many people have so many nighttime events happening that they can get there, especially talking about addressing mental health. So tell us about the speakers.
That's right, yeah. And part of what we're trying to do is we know at the mission we don't have all the answers to everything. So we really want experts from the community who are working in these areas to come and be able to answer questions for us. And so our panelists for the week is going to be Laura Stapp. She's the Deputy Branch Director of Mental Health at Shasta County. Glenn Hayward, he's the Executive Director of Health Services at Reading Rancheria, and Dr. Thomas Andrews, who's the CEO and owner of North American Mental Health Services. So these are all people who, they work in the mental health field, they have years and years of experience, and they're on the ground actively working with people, so they can answer questions, and they can give us insight into what is going on in our community? How is mental illness affecting people who are experiencing homelessness? And then what are the services? What's going on to actually help them? And what should the community know about it?
This is why it's important. Thank you for being here today, because this is informative for people who feel like they're at a loss or complaining. You can take an hour and a half out of your day and, like, literally talk to the experts who are boots on the ground about what our situation, because it may be different in Southern California, but what we're seeing here that's affecting just the average everyday citizen, like, what is that, you know? And so thank you for being here to share this with us this morning.
Yeah.
The homelessness problem we have here can be probably, I would say, at least 50%, maybe 40% is caused, the homelessness is caused by people with mental health problems. Yesterday we just had the Empire Recovery
I heard that one. That's a good
Empire
one.
Recovery
Center
was
yeah.
here.
Great.
And talking about how they help people get off their addictions. With their, it's not detox anymore, it's withdrawal help, or whatever they call it. But it's detoxing. And then there are programs to help people get back into the into society. Another article where a group of students are building four units behind for homelessness, for homeless people. Four units being built behind a church on Shasta View Drive by the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. So they're putting those up, and those are pallet types that are more than sufficient for people to live in. It gives them safety and a feeling of their own place there. But what is the what would you say the biggest problem we have is it with our mental health problems? Is it alcohol and drug induced or what?
Oh, well, so there are there's lots of studies that have been done in terms of mental illness, and is it, does drug addiction cause it? Does mental illness cause drug addiction? And I think it kind of goes both ways. Definitely, mental illness can be aggravated by drug addiction. But there's a lot of mental illness that is just really genetic. And so one thing that we have to look at and be aware of as we try to think about what's going on is that most, especially severe mental illness, is not something that that person has caused or done to themselves. It's not a choice that they're making. It's actually more like a physical disease. So if you get a physical disease or you injure yourself in some way, that's not necessarily that you something you've done. It's something that just has happened to you.
I think a good example for many of us would be what happened yesterday with the pilot that cracked. He cracked in the
He tried to turn off the
pull the fire extinguishers
Nah, he tried to pull the throttles back.
And so here you have somebody who's
in midair.
Very well liked in his neighborhood. They interviewed the neighbors, and they're like, "We just can't even imagine that," and that he just. So you just don't know at what point this kind of thing can jump into your life, and you have a moment like psychotic break or something like that. And so this is why it's important to go to these events so you can understand rather than come from a stigma and a judgment place like, oh, my God, he went up for manslaughter and all this other stuff. I mean, poor guy just
charged with 85 counts.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to discover that wasn't like a terrorist movement. It was, in my opinion, he probably had some kind of psychotic break and where did that come from? Has it happened in the past? Was it just, I don't know. But so you've got Laura Strapp, who's going to be there as a deputy branch director of mental health. You also, again, you've got Dr. Thomas Andrews, who's North American Mental Health Services. So you have this panel, of course, Glenn Hayward as well, on the 27th that's going to be there. And more on our afternoon, why one should attend this event.
Yeah. So you may have heard recently about a couple of things that California has done. One of them is the CARE Court that the governor has initiated, and then a recent piece of legislation he just signed, SB 43.
The conservatorship.
Yep. The conservatorship.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that. There are some people, the ACLU and others, have got some real problems with this. But when you read through the whole bill, and what it says essentially is somebody that's having real mental problems can be put in against their will into a facility, an inpatient facility, but it has to go through a court process, I believe, and it can be if you see somebody walking down the street banging their head against the wall, they can't take care of themselves. What happens with that, Justin? How does that work?
Yeah, so we will see how this all plays out. So we don't know how the legislation is actually going to play out in California and the CARE Court, how it's going to work and function. Laura Stapp is actually going to give a short presentation on these two issues at the Reading Restart so that she can kind of help get us informed on everything that's going on. So I don't know what's going to happen with it. I don't know, is it going to be effective? Is it going to work? Is it going to help people? But what I do know and what I can tell you is we have people on our streets here in Shasta County who have severe mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
Like we literally have people who have such severe mental illness that they live in the gutters. And they have They cannot take care of themselves. And this is across California and across our entire nation, really. And somehow we as a community have decided that that's okay. Like, why are we allowing that to happen? Why are we allowing someone who cannot care for themselves to exist in a state like that? And so that's the need that I see. And at the Good News Rescue Mission, we see an increasing level of severe mental illness, and it's getting harder and harder to deal with. So whether this legislation and the CARE Court does something to help that or not, I don't know. I don't know. But I know that there is a need, and we need to do something.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and Linda's favorite place, she and Trish, to hang out at on, if they got an hour or two, they'll go in there, and then I get little notes put on my mirror. Says, oh, you know what? They have this beautiful bracelet down there, of which I've usually tried to ignore it, unless, of course, it's close to, she does it close to birthdays and Christmas. So I should be expecting one here in the next month, I guess. Mm. But they have it all, and they have very fair prices. They, like I said, they've got the only watch repairman in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. Good people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' P Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Reading at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic. A longtime favorite, created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Pavers are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Wild Trout Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here. We always have beautiful guests. We just love our morning show here. 7:35 in the morning. It's the 25th of October. How are you today? Looks like we're going to have, it's about 61 degrees currently, and we're going to have a chance of showers today, about 50%, with our highs of 64 and our overnight lows of 41.
We're here today with Mimi Mosley and Justin Monbrough of Good News Rescue Mission. They're talking about an event that's going to happen in 2 days. It's called Reading Restart, Addressing Mental Health. They're going to have speakers, including Laura
Step
from the County Mental Health, Glenn Hayward from the Reading Rancheria, Jonathan Anderson is going to be the MC, and then Dr. Thomas Anderson from North American Mental Health Services. Now, during the break, we talked about what Reading Rancheria is doing.
Yeah.
What is that? It's
pretty interesting. Glenn and I met, and he said one of the things that they're working on is preemptive help for their patients. They have a thing called NeuroHealth Department, and so as someone goes through their regular physical, that every single person also goes through this NeuroHealth. Instead of using the word mental, they use the word neuro. And in I wrote it down. They have had over 1,800 patients who have utilized the NeuroHealth Department and have never had even one placed on a 5150 hold in 12 years. So they're preemptive, trying to stop something before it happens. And it's so impressive, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say, because, that definitely is a drop in the bucket.
Big time. It's almost as if when you go in and you have the scan to find out, am I precancerous,
pre-diabetic,
whatever, what all those things. So this is something that we've not really heard of. It's not really gotten a lot of light. So I think this is really wonderful.
Yeah, I do too. And Glenn might be a good one. Y'all have him on often anyway, so he would be a good one to share that part.
We're going to reach out to Glenn and talk about this, because if 40 to 50% of our homeless is caused by mental problems, if we could just address that and you get 10% of those people helped.
Yeah.
But it's not just treating them for their mental health. It's also got to be moving them from where they are now into a safe place, and then training, and then being able to move back in society.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, I don't
is
even
is all of this going to be addressed
with? We don't know, because we don't have the answers. That's the reason where the whole thing about Reading Restart was Justin's dream was to restart the conversation and helping those experiencing homelessness. And so we're taking little bites of things, because this conversation was sadly missing for years. And since we started doing this in March, people are starting to talk again about what's going on with the homeless. Instead of just, they're over there, let's keep them over there. We're trying to find ways that people can be informed in our community. They can be inspired, because, you know, we all have our own stereotypes of what we think's what's happening out there. And when we are informed, we can be inspired, and then we might want to get involved, or we know somebody who knows somebody. And so we're moving in the right direction, and keeping the conversation going is going to open the doors for somebody to be so inspired they go, I think I have an idea. And when we have all of these characters together and a community like Reading, which is such a generous community, I think we're going to see something strong come as a result of all of this.
I think this is great. I remember there used to be the Women's Fund, mm-hmm. and they used to have these wonderful lunches. But they used to be at the library, I have a panel of people, and they were so informative. So really, thank you and congratulations on doing this. Reading Restart, please register, and you can do that by going to gnrm.org/forum. And register for this Friday from 9 to 11. That's fantastic. Also, you've got a couple other things that we've got in front of us here that we'd like to discuss, and that's Stuff the Truck, the food drive.
Yeah.
For feeding families. A lot of people want to know about what they could do. There's so many things, and the people get to kind of get out of a loss. So let's shine some light on this.
Yeah, so Stuff the Truck is a food drive we do. This is actually our 25th annual food drive. And what you should know about it is that the food gathered, so turkeys and everything that's gathered, goes to families that are in need in Shasta County. So we at the mission, we identify those families, and then we provide them with a Thanksgiving meal. So these are families who are not necessarily at the mission staying, but they're very low income, extremely low income, and people who just don't have what it takes to be able to put together a nice Thanksgiving meal. And so we ask the community to help us provide that for them.
Where's the collection going to be at?
Yeah, so it is at two locations. It's going to be on November 3rd. So it is at Save Mart and at Walmart in Reading. And that's going to be November 3rd. That's Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we'll be out there all day with our crew, our big truck.
Save Mart at Churn Creek, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, and then the Walmart on Dana.
On Dana.
Okay.
Because
we do have
yes.
two. And also you've got an opportunity, if people can't make it, that they can go. Where can you donate the $25 on the scan? Is that online?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so on our website, it's gnrm.org, and up on the menu there's an option for Stuff the Truck.
Yeah, because we know just to go out and buy a turkey and fixings pie and all that. I mean, it's, you know, what I'm curious to know your basic Thanksgiving dinner from 2 years ago, what it costs today with the exact same ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be curious to know if it's gone up $10, $15, the exact same, like say you had the same menu that you did every year that was traditional, what it would cost today.
Well, somebody will come out, I'm sure, and say this is how much Thanksgiving costs this year as compared to 2 years ago, because inflation has just been a killer out mm-hmm. there. So the things they're looking for include turkeys, canned veggies and fruit, stuffing, potatoes or yams, soups. Dried soups, I think, would probably be pretty good. Things like that.
Are you thinking canned
soup?
Yeah, canned or
non-perishables.
Dried. Non-perishable. And then pie filling and crust.
Mm-hmm.
So families can have a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and they can, if they're thinking, oh gosh, the 3rd of November, I'm not available. It's so much fun, though, to come to this. We have people dressed up in turkey costumes and everything. It's so much fun. But if they can't make it on that day, they can always drop off donations any day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there are also various buckets or barrels around the county who are for donations to come into businesses. And I think you can find that list also on our website.
Yeah, and you'll see blue barrels all around. You know, City Hall has one and various other locations.
Well, let me remind people that this is not a time to clean out your pantry of stuff that's 4 years old.
Right.
Take a look at the expiration date, and if it's a year ago or 2 years, like I found the other day, that's not what you want to donate. You can go down to a number of different stores and find these ingredients at reasonable prices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and again, it begins at 7 a.m., so this is a perfect time on your way to school to have your kids mm-hmm. in the car and let your kids get out and put it into because it's a way of giving. Mm-hmm. Like, we are going to do this as a family. Right, Carl?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, and we want to thank Walmart and Save Mart as well, because they are such great encouragers of us and to allow us to park in their parking lot to collect these items. We will also have a second truck at Walmart, and that's going to have an opportunity of people wanting to donate toys for for Christmas. So there'll be two trucks there at Walmart for that purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we found in past years is we'll have a families who will come and they'll get out and they'll get our shopping list and they'll go inside the store and help the kids can pick everything out and then come out and donate it right there.
Okay. Great.
Well, thank you, Justin and Mimi.
Again, the Reading Restart, Addressing Mental Health, it's going to be this Friday. It's going to be out at Mercy Oaks. You can register at gnrm.org/forum. You're going to have three speakers there that are going to be addressing mental health problems that we have here in Shasta County, and we have them.
Yeah.
How they can be treated, how they can be, what we can do as a community to start getting these people the assistance they need and get them off the street, which works for all of us.
Yeah, it does.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll mention it a couple more times.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 25th of October. About 60 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof with the craziness going on in the insurance companies, the inflation, and all this. Maybe you need a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, your retirement plans, and your 401ks. Well, if you do, and you should, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. Judy's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we've been talking about the lack of, there isn't a lot of homes in the MLS in Shasta County. We just talked House Realty about that last week. But the most recent median home sales in Shasta County is $360,000. Mm. So 50% below, 50% above that price. So, but the average is higher. Average is up in the 400s when you look at it like that for those homes being sold, which is one of the reasons that people come up here and buy houses. Is it's, you know, when you look at the average in California is something like $700,000 in California. So
I have some friends. I was at an event the other night, and one of the gals there said that she and her husband bought a, I guess, you know, you don't want to call it a beater, but it kind of run down home in the downtown area, because this is what they do. This is their hobby. They like to pick something up and fix it up. And I said, what do you plan on doing with it? Are you going to flip it? She said, no, I think we're going to just use it for traveling nurses and that kind of thing. So I'm just curious, like, how many traveling nurses do we have that come into the North State? Because I know I've got a distant cousin who is a traveling nurse, and she posts things that are just like, whoa, she's in Hawaii, she's in Asia, she's all over the place.
Her daughter has been offered chances to do that, and their pay is really good for the nurses that do that, coming in where there's shortages of nurses with their specialties like that. So, anyway, you've got five things.
A couple things I wanted to cover. I don't know. We're not huge baseball fans, but the Arizona Diamondbacks head to the World Series. The second time in their franchise history, we watched some excerpts from that. And it's just, I love to see is grown men who, once they have this moment of, like, winning a game, they jump. There's no age. How rich, how successful, how whatever you've been through, they jump up and down. They jump all over each other like they're 10 again. And I love that.
It's the same at the Little League World Series. when the kids win a game, they're all jumping around. Yes. It's the same thing for these guys.
I know. And
it goes beyond nationalities.
That makes me happy to see that, you know, that I'm sure – all of them have been playing since the time that they were young. And when there's no me and team, you know, so as you come together and you win something like that. So again, the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series. Something that I love, because I always feel that within our great planet, we will forever be discovering, wonderful, species, things that have happened through the centuries, and this is a headline. Ancient face carvings exposed along Amazon River. Human faces sculpted into stone up to 2,000 years ago have appeared on a rocky outcropping along the Amazon River amid decreasing water levels.
Which is bad news, the decreasing water levels, but the good news is now you can find things like this.
Yeah, and there's also a little article in here that is about when you travel, just sitting still can make you exhausted. And there's some in this particular article, there's travel habits, and they always tell you to move around. Like if you're sitting for 10 hours, you know, it seems like some people, it's not just necessarily getting sick on vacation. It's the exhaustion afterwards, and there's symptoms of mild motion sickness. And these are, they say in this article that long journeys, repetition of movements that make you queasy. Like, I like to drive. So when we, like, for instance, we're going to go to the National Rodeo Finals in Vegas in December. And by the way, we are going to do 3 live remotes in Las Vegas. And I'm really looking forward to this. We tried it out last year, but this year we're prepared to come at it in a, like, you know, with more knowledge. So anyway, we could fly there, but you know, it's a 10-hour drive. So I like to drive, and maybe that's just my, feeling of I'm in control. Anybody who knows me knows I like to drive. So when you are journeying on these long flights, the motion sickness, and the regulation of the temperature inside airplanes really can affect you. And this is why they're talking about also when you wear with support hose, because my brother, who's a doctor, says that you can get blood clots or these are things that we never thought of years ago because it just doesn't feel like it's glamorous. Anyway, so Carl?
Well, Richard Roundtree, Shaft, Roots,
yeah,
and all that, just passed,
81,
was been in numerous movies and TV shows and all that, just passed. He seemed like he was pretty laid back, even when he was playing, you know, Shaft, which, of course, the music from that became a number one song. And I'm trying to remember the artist's name who wrote that song. It's, you're the expert on that.
I will look it up.
So I just threw that to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can look that up right now because I'm sure it was Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes.
It came out in 1971 and Academy Award for Best Original Song. All right. So.
We're not hearing, you know, the Israelis still have not launched their ground attack. At least they hadn't several minutes ago. Story I had, and I think I've got just enough time to talk a little bit about it, about they had one migrant for every American newborn. And by the way, that includes the numbers from illegals that were here that were born too. But at least one migrant in the United States during the last 12 months for every American newborn or high school graduate. Roughly 3.5 million, and they're calling them economic migrants, illegal border crossing, crossed the southern border during the government's October to September budget year, according to federal data released October 21st, which is on a Saturday, and they don't usually, you know, that's when they like to release it. In contrast, 3.67 million Americans were born during the matching 12-month period in 2022. That 2022 number included at least 4,000 births to illegal migrants. Now, what kind of impact is that going to have? I just saw an article that in L.A. that people are striking at the hotels. So what are they doing? They're hiring illegals to take their places. It's causing a great deal of problems with not only housing, because the illegals get first shot in many cities at the housing, which is causing a big problem also to the people in those cities. And my question is where are all the people going to? Where are all the 3.2 million people coming across the border? Where are they going to? Does anybody know? I mean, you've got New York saying we can't handle anymore. Chicago saying we can't handle anymore. Texas is pushing them out in buses as fast as they can. Texas is trying to hold the border there, and the Department of Homeland Security is cutting their fences. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And this is after Mayorkas from the Department of Homeland Security said, we need to build a wall. Well, yes. And what does Joe Biden do? What is the czar of immigration, Kamala Harris? What has she done? She's been to the border one time. We've got a real problem here, my friends, and it's going to impact on this next election. I hope it impacts on this next election, where they try to explain how so many people are coming across our border and then just released, and how many of these people coming across the border are linked to terrorist organizations. There's more people from Guatemala coming in than anybody else, but they're from all over. The cartels are running the borders. Anyway, got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Shasta County DA.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Floor, while at least a dozen members were absent, putting him under the 217-vote threshold in the room, Johnson signaled optimism that he would win their support, too.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united.
The House is expected to vote Wednesday on whether to install Johnson as its speaker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Iranian-backed attacks on U.S. troops in the Mideast are on the rise, according to the Pentagon. Combination of drones and rockets used in those attacks. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. is bracing for more attacks and will respond appropriately at some point. The White House warning of more civilian casualties as the war in the Mideast heats up.
The Israel-Hamas war is already the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. And White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warns that more lives will be lost.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy.
Kirby says he wishes that he could say something different, but it's going to happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The winds of Hurricane Otis have slowed to 110 miles per hour as it makes its way inland after slamming into Acapulco on Mexico's Pacific coast early today. The hurricane roared ashore with winds of 165. Stocks lower on Wall Street, and more on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Australia's oldest city is reviewing statues of its colonial heritage after an Indigenous leader raised concerns.
Sydney has 25 government-funded statues of Australia's early colonial leaders. Yvonne Weldon, the city's first Aboriginal councillor, believes many of their inscriptions are inaccurate, misleading and offensive. A statue of the British explorer Captain James Cook declares that he discovered Australia in 1770. However, Indigenous history dates back up to 65,000 years.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. China plans to send up a new telescope to probe deep into the universe as it prepares to launch the country's next three-member crew for its space station. The Chinese manned space agency says the mission part of an expansion of the space station. The three astronauts will replace a crew that has been on board the station for about 6 months. News and analysis at townhall.com. Buy a bag of onions recently? If so, this could be of interest.
An outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to bagged pre-cut onions recalled by a California firm has sickened at least 73 people in 22 states, including 15 who are hospitalized. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating the outbreak tied to onion products recalled by Gill's Onions of Oxnard. The onions had use-by dates in August 2023. They're no longer for sale in stores, but consumers may still have them in their freezers. They were sold to food service and other institutions and in some retail stores. Keith Peters reporting.
You may not realize it, but there are some 2,000 Vietnamese-made electric vehicles on America's roads. Vietnamese automaker VinFast hoping there will soon be a whole lot more. The company has plunged head-on into the crowded and super-competitive U.S. auto market. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm. Good morning.
Very good morning.
It's National Artist Day, and it should be National Those Who Are Married to Artist Day, too. So, and Linda's here.
We love that. You know, I'm laughing. It's not a nervous laugh. It's because it's very, very, very much the truth. Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning. How are you this morning on this 25th of October? My goodness. Chance of showers today with our temperatures around 64 degrees. That will be our highs. And our overnight lows will be 41. Chance of showers again tonight. Tomorrow looks like sunny skies, though, with our temperatures around 65 and our overnight lows of 40. Friday calls for sunny with a high near 66. Mostly clear skies Friday night with overnight lows of 43. Saturday sunny with a high near 64. Saturday night clear skies. Overnight lows about 45. And Sunday is calling for sunny skies with a high of 70. And there's your forecast. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends in Anderson, which is a locally owned business, veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, where veteran and senior discounts are always welcome.
And we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I see you're reading something that I saw your
heavy in thought.
Your brow was furrowed. Your brow was furrowed then. Okay, the big question, when is the courthouse going to be open?
I mean,
it's starting to rust on the outside. I thought I'd just ask, you know, before it falls apart, is it going to open it before it falls apart?
Yeah, so, I'm hearing pretty consistently December, January. So
that, December, that, January.
December or January, right around there.
This
so.
Is like opening up is, the chapel out at the Igo Veterans Cemetery. It's been almost 2 years, and, you know, they've been telling us for a year, oh, yeah, next month. Well, we hear now that it's going to be opening up before Veterans Day, that the chapel will be open. We'll see. But the it's been a battle for a year and a half trying to get them to fix it. So it's kind of like that with the county courthouse. You just keep hearing things because I'd heard September one time. And
we've heard lots of dates. But it's been several months where with that – this December, January have been the target, so it seems that everything is probably on track.
Well, I heard the fire marshal was giving people problems in there. That did you realize that there's a – I was told this. I assume it's true. It sounded like it could be true, that there's this big reservoir of water in the basement of the county courthouse to be used in case there's a fire. It gets pumped up so it can – help put out the fire, even though there's fire hydrants surrounding it.
No.
I don't know.
I haven't heard that.
Maybe that's just an urban myth. I need to go. I heard it at the hot dog stand.
It'll be the urban myth.
It must be true.
It'll at least be an urban myth now.
It will be now.
Unless it's true. I don't know.
You said that there was a that they passed a bill that's going to add more judges.
Yeah, so I know we've talked about it a few times that it was looking like that was going to happen, but SB 75 did pass, and that's 26 more judges up and down the state. And from what I've been told is that the Judicial Council has allocated one of those positions to Shasta County.
So that gives us how many then?
Boy, I'd have to count them up, but I think that puts us up to 15, right around there.
15?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was like six.
No. So that could be with commissioners too in my mind. I don't know the exact number, but we frequently talk in terms of five and six because that's how many are doing between our criminal courts and our criminal trials. But there's the civil judges and the family law judges and all the others that I don't really ever talk a whole lot about because we're not in those departments. And then there's the commissioners. So
should this next judge think I'd go into the criminal side?
I mean, I believe it should, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that is, criminal cases have statutory preference for trials. I mean, it makes sense given that a person's life and liberty is at stake, whether they're going to be in custody. So we're always having a very shortfall on courtrooms for trials. So, yes, that would be, if I could make a decision, that's where
there,
it would be.
Are there going to be more courtrooms now? In the new courthouse?
Yes, well, the new courthouse does have the ability to expand to have more courtrooms. From what I had been told is that initially it would be built out to accommodate what we have. And the other areas that are, like, set up to be courtrooms would be used for other things until those appointments came, and then they would be converted into a courtroom.
Okay, so we could actually have seven trials going on at one time, five or six trials.
Yeah, well, and our civil departments do trials, too. So if you the criminal trials and the civil trials, so conceivably we could have a lot.
What would be the ideal number of courtrooms, you think?
Well, our county should have at least four more judges, and if at least three of those were going to criminal courts, that would help because, I mean, just about every week, every Friday, that's the day where we go and confirm trials for the next week. I mean, on a low week, maybe we have three or four cases that are set to go out, but typically we're going to have 10, 15, 20 that are in queue to potentially go out. So having enough trials, courtrooms to get them out would be amazing in speeding up the process.
Because we got the attorneys.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we make it work, but we're definitely down attorneys.
Is there a reason for that?
As far as being down attorneys? Yes. Yeah, I mean, well, there's multiple reasons. We've got, if you look at statewide, just about every DA office is hiring and has multiple openings. It's hard to compete with the private sector more now than ever. And I think
considering they're getting $400 an hour.
Well, and they've got most of those firms getting huge salaries like that are allowing them to work 100% remotely at home. So you can get LA wages and live in, you know, Reading. And it's really hard to compete to that. It's like they went home during COVID and hardly any went back. Mm. They're working remote. So that's been a big draw to go there. And then, you know, when you're in doing criminal law, it's a lot more work. I haven't really done a lot of civil, so that's not saying I don't know a whole lot about the civil world, but I know that we work a lot of nights and weekends because there's a lot more trials. You know, trial work is a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. And criminal trials have the priority, so there's a lot more criminal attorneys who are working nights, weekends, and stuff on their jury trials.
Do you actually go to law schools, like, say, McGeorge, for instance, and go to the seniors of the class, the last or maybe even they've got a couple years left and say, you know, we really want you, you have a position? Is there any kind of outreach like that with your offices?
So we have gone down to McGeorge because that's, you know, would be one of our closer law schools. It's never really borne fruit for us to get people, and that's usually because they have to still study for the bar, pass the bar, and all that. So even if we went in their last year of school, they're not eligible to start a position until at least November of the next year when they get their bar results. And we're down there with a lot of the big law firms that are there too, and they're like, okay, but if you come work for us, we're also going to pay for your bar exam. We're mm-hmm. going to give you the stipends throughout the summer and everything, which obviously, I mean, we can't. We mm-hmm. don't do that. We can't. Private DA offices don't do that. But we do go down there. We make sure we have our – we're getting our name out there where we advertise on places like LinkedIn and mm-hmm. different areas like that, trying to do what we can. But we're down multiple positions, and it makes it very, very tough.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you thought about – and I say this to law enforcement.
Yeah.
But there's so many officers in the military services who are lawyers that do their 4 years or 3 years, and they get out. Now, what I'm not sure about, though, is because they practiced for 4 years in the military,
mm-hmm.
I guess they still have to take the bar exam
yeah.
then for California, but they've got experience
right.
that I guess you'd be competing again with other groups.
Yeah, we would definitely need to have someone who has passed the California bar, is a licensed attorney in California. But we are looking, you know, we're always looking for people, whether maybe they're have already worked at a DA's office and they've retired, maybe they've relocated up to Shasta County and they want to come and work part-time. We're always looking for that as well. Or people who are in civil law and they want to change a pace and get in the courtroom and do some trials. We're always looking
Put
for that,
bad
too.
Bad guys away.
Yeah.
Okay, got to take a break here. How much do you pay for, like, beginning attorneys?
I should have that right here, actually.
It's not hourly. It's a salary, isn't it? Or is it hourly?
Actually, I thought the sheet had it on it, but no, they're salaried positions.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're not going to start off at $60,000 a year. Probably.
I need to look that
okay.
look at that
yeah, I mean, I
before
know.
I quote what they
yeah.
start at. They're not that it's not that high paid, unfortunately. But.
Oh well, there's the other thing. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. This is a great place. A young couple owns it. They had their original facility in Redding and then built a new facility down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. They've got it all for you. Everything from a daily rental to buying your new tractor for your property out there. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. And they are, they do a lot for our community also. They're very, very involved with Toys for Tots. So they're ramping up right now for Christmas. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It's the 8:20 in the morning on the 25th of October. About 60 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. For more information, call 530-842-1687. Linda and I are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We talked about the new courthouse, number of courtrooms, that's supposed to be it now is between December and January. I thought that she'd be opening because I'm starting to see wear and tear on the outside things they've got. But, hey, it's you never know. Supply shortages. But now they're on the inside doing, I think they've done their walkthroughs. They're waiting for the final approval from, I think, the fire marshals and stuff, and y'all be ready to launch here. So
I did get the salary you had asked for.
Oh, yeah.
$84,000.
$84,000 for a beginning district attorney.
Yep.
That's a living wage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we do have other positions open. We're currently recruiting for legal process clerks, so our support staff. We've got a legal secretary position open. We're recruiting for a paralegal. That's going to be something new. We haven't had paralegals before, so we're kind of branching out into that. It's been pretty hard, like we talked about, being pretty difficult to hire prosecutors right now. We're trying to see, okay, can we get some support in other areas with paralegal positions? So if anyone out there is a paralegal and interested in joining our team.
You go to school for that?
There is a school certificate program, I believe. I'm not sure what the actual ability for different certificates or programs there are.
Yeah. No on-the-job training.
There, yeah.
No OJT. Because you're looking up cases and you're doing a lot of research for these people, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be doing like more than what a legal secretary would do, but not an attorney work. Like in a lot of law offices, they're going to help with supporting the attorneys with, you know, doing getting some stuff ready, more stuff ready for court on actual file work, you know, not doing any of the things that would require an attorney to do. It's kind of that in-between area that's really supporting the attorneys. So we're excited about that, that we get, you know, good group of applicants. Maybe we'll expand and have more paralegals in the office. I'm not sure. So we're very, very excited about that.
Well, you know, they're letting, what is it, the nurses, the ones who've gone, what is that, the, it's, they're not doctors, they're the...
Nurse practitioners?
Nurse practitioners, yeah. And then, yeah, that nurse practitioners can do a lot of work that the doctors do. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we'll ever see that.
Frequently, that's who you get in to see now.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you ever see that in court, like for misdemeanors and things like that. Did you run a paralegal in there?
No, you have to have passed the bar in order to, what they say, cross the bar, the wooden area before to where the attorneys sit.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah. We do have certified law students who can go and do that after they've taken a certain number of their classes. Like they've taken like evidence and a few other qualifications. So we do have interns and stuff who can come and appear in court. An attorney from our office needs to be there, but they don't necessarily need to be handling all the cases.
Okay. So they get assigned to six cases and they're just overseeing them or something
They're doing their cases.
That's interesting.
Or they can do a jury trial and be the lead attorney doing it, as long as we have a prosecutor who's in there who's like second chair helping them. So we get a lot of people who are in law school, once they're certified law students, they get some good experience being able to do stuff like that.
And they get paid for that or not?
Well, we've had it both. We've had volunteers. We've had non-paid internships and paid internships. It's really going to depend where a person is in their process and schooling and what experience they have. So a lot of times we have people who start out as a volunteer, and then they're in a more volunteer internship for a while, and then it's like, okay, well, this person has a lot of experience. We're going to move them into a paid position while they're going through
law
school.
And that takes the load off your attorneys, too.
Yeah, yeah. We currently have someone in that role who's been in the office for a very long time. He's going to be taking the bar coming up soon, and hopefully will be joining our team full-time after going through our internship program.
Do you have to graduate from law school to take the bar?
That's my understanding. I always heard, I've never looked at it, that there is a way to, like, challenge the bar and go and take it if you've only have, like, an associate's degree or something. I don't know if that's an urban legend or urban myth.
Urban myths, like the water reservoir in the county courthouse.
Yeah, everybody I know, you know, you get your Juris Doctorate degree from law school, you take the bar. I should look that up someday because people.
Well,
it's something I've always heard, but I've never looked up.
I said I never used his name ever on the show, and I've been pretty good about it. But I saw where one of the Kardashian family was trying to take it, saying that they had studied and done all this. And
well, maybe you can without going
to
law school.
But you know what? You got to remember where the source was there.
Hey, you're quoting the Kardashians. There you go.
The no bail. Mm-hmm. Is that dead?
Yeah. And well, I wouldn't say it's like dead forever, but it keeps being brought up at different points. But right now, it's not actively one of the. I mean, well, we just ended the legislative season, so it's not. There's nothing really pending right now. But it's not one that's passed in California, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
What impact would that have?
That'd have a huge impact. I mean, we did it. We had it for a very short time, right when COVID started, but it was very brief. But you have it in states like, you know, New York and different places like that I read articles, and it's just horrible what they see. The repeat offenders who are just like, doesn't matter. Like, I know I'm going to get out. You can't hold me.
I saw that guy that killed the cops.
Yeah.
That you can, you're not going to hold me.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was wrong.
Yeah. Well,
I would hope.
That level of offense, you're hopefully going to be held no matter where. But it just makes things even worse. I mean, we obviously have the issue with not having a lot of jail space, having one floor that's not open, thankfully going to be open very soon.
By Thanksgiving, so we can welcome people home for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
130 or 40 people.
Yeah.
Hey, come on into the jail for Thanksgiving and stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but that's kind of a similar impact of no bail, how you see the revolving door of people getting 20, 30 arrests. If you don't have a lot of room in your jail, it's the same as people having no bail. They're not being held in there. So you can see how that would just get worse and worse.
I always wonder, I know we just have a couple of minutes before break, but I'm just curious, you know, with somebody in your position of authority and leadership, what keeps you motivated?
Well, for me, I just, this is not a political position in my mind. This is my passion. It's my career that I've been doing since, for the last, I'm in my 21st year. And I just, it's not only is it super interesting and always different, there's always something different going on, but you're really helping people. You're really making a difference. Like, I know that when I go to my office, no matter even now where I might be doing more administrative stuff, I'm still doing what needs to be done to help protect the community and, like, stand up for people who have been victims of crime. So that is very much a motivating factor. Okay. And just and enjoyment.
Bottom line, end of day, kind of like overall mission statement.
Yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just kind of really enjoying the what we do.
Yeah, because I think that in a position like yours, just from one who observes, that it would be like a hammering effect for my psyche. Mm-hmm. So it takes a certain kind of person to walk into this every day and keep the motivation.
Yeah, I mean, because you do see and hear about a lot of the worst of humanity, and like you said, that could have that hammering effect, but it also can have a motivating effect, because you know that stuff is going to happen whether you work there or not. At least you get to be part of, like, the solution.
The change.
Yeah, of trying to get that person, mm-hmm. people justice and put someone give someone the consequences they deserve for what they happen. You're not just sitting back watching it happen.
And that, my friend, and our beautiful friends that listen, is why I believe people are born to do what they do. They kind of come in with a disposition to be able to, like, for, you know, Stephanie, who is our district attorney, I mean, that's, you know, it's the top of your game, but it's hard, and we admire that you do that. We do have to take a break.
This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of attorneys, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injuries can be life-changing not only for you but your family, then give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. Give him a call and for a free consultation. A lot of times employers want to have their workers back, but they're being held up because of delays in treatment, you know, so many different things. Well, Patrick Gorman is there to help you get the treatment that you rate and to get you back to work. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement guy. He knows what he's doing. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
I just can't get you out of my head.
Of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi,
This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott and Stephanie Bridget, our DA. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, REU's got rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Nope, I'm not going to discuss where's that electricity coming from. We discussed it earlier this week on Monday. Where's all that electricity going to come from? But I'm sure that our government will figure it out by the time we need it. We're here with Stephanie Bridges, Shasta County District Attorney. And you want to talk about fraud and AI, something like that?
Yeah, so just kind of, you know, I know we've talked about fraud several times when I've been on here, and different tips and tricks and stuff. And frequently we've talked about, you know, when you get a phone call at home and people seem very convincing to try to get you to maybe send money to help your kid who needs money right now for bail or whatever the fraudulent conversation may be. Well, the thing is those are getting so much more convincing because we've got kids, people who are posting on social media, you know, TikTok, other areas, videos, and now they've got AI can clone their voice and make those calls way more convincing.
So clone now, their voice.
So now you're getting calls from someone who literally sounds exactly like your loved one.
How do they get how do they get their voices?
From videos they've posted online.
Oh, got it.
So from like TikTok or whatever they're posting online, there's AI software that can go in and can clone that voice and then use that voice to target people for fraud, for scams.
Well, I see AI in there. They said that when, I think it was Tom Hanks. They used Tom Hanks' image and put words in his mouth, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he had to come out and say, hey, wait a minute, that's not me.
Yeah.
And that's got to be illegal to do something like that.
It's just kind of really takes it to a whole new level of the types of scammers that are out there and how much more people need to protect themselves from it. We just recently had, you guys know our attorney, Lucky Jez Ronnie, just went and spoke again about fraud. He does that frequently in the around the community, so if anyone's interested, but he's adding that topic in now. It's like, what is AI doing? How is AI making it worse in our communities? So,
well, we're poster childs for it, for the AI finding something that we did that we weren't aware of it at all. And we talked about it yesterday on the radio, and thank God we had insurance, but we did have to pay it.
Yeah.
And it was using a picture again. Well, we will warn people that if you just think willy-nilly of posting a beautiful picture of the mountains and that belongs to somebody in their artist, whatever you want to call it.
Photographers.
Even though you're a media company or whatever, you will be held liable, and AI is looking for you.
Yeah. Yep. They've got software out there scanning the internet, trying to find photos of them or that
even
they
if it's
have.
Two yeah. or 3 years old. So, yeah. Anyway, be aware.
Yeah.
Well, I get something every time we're going to get a package here. Like we bought a new mixer for our remotes. I get something on my cell phone that says, we need your address. Mm. And I know that it's fake.
Yeah.
And it comes every time that says, and come back to us and give us your correct address.
Yeah.
But I know it's false because they said it shipped and it's going to be delivered tomorrow. So I'm pretty sure that it's not that.
Yeah.
But it looks real.
Yep.
So I get those every time a package comes.
Coming in the form of text, calls, emails, all of that. They can figure out when. Well, I mean, gosh, nowadays don't we all have a package being delivered just about every day? It makes those a lot more.
I just got one saying, hey, from a bank I don't use, saying is that there was a charge on your account for $151 in Port St. Lucia. Is that you? Well, it's not even my bank.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's out there, and it looks real.
And it's just going to get more and more sophisticated. I mean, AI has just really exploded over the last, year, the last 12 months, and it's just going to grow exponentially. So people need to just be even more vigilant about that, and just know, don't click on that text or that email. Just do your own research. Go to the source yourself. If you're worried that there's some charge on your bank, go independently to your own bank account through your own website, not clicking on links. Have to do so much more of that now than you've ever done
before.
Well,
like, for instance, if you're expecting something to be delivered, which I have been recently, and there is, I don't know if this is AI saying your UPS package has been delivered to the wrong blah, blah, blah. And at first I said to Carl, well, I've been waiting for this package. I wonder, well, that's a scam, and it's in your cell phone text.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to take a real early break because I want to talk about conservatorships. Mm. And we talked a little bit about it before the show. Gavin Newsom just passed a law that said people can be put into a mental facility against their will. And I want to spend some time talking about it. Plus, we've got a couple other things that are happening with the Think Pink and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a local business. It's been there for 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or, just stop by there if you're lucky. And if there's an open spot, they'll be more than happy to give you a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Hey, the ready and haunted house at the Monolith is going strong. The Rotary Club's putting it on. They got like 10 rooms in there to scare the... you?
I don't go to those things because I grew up with a brother who tortured me with scary stuff, and I just... it goes too deep into my system. So I just like, well, if you want to be scared, that's your deal. I love the fact that
that's the case. We have two tickets to give away to the haunted house at the Monolith. You give us a call at 605-4567. They're sitting on my desk because we were handed to us, and I just already told them, this is not something that we do. I've been scared many times in my life, and I just don't need to go out and volunteer to have that happen to me, especially if there's chainsaws. Okay, 605-4567 if you want two tickets to go to the Reading Haunted House at the Monolith. Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and you wanted to finish up on some things that you were talking about.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of circle back to how I had mentioned that when we talked about fraud and scams and the new AI impact that's having on it, So our attorney, Lucky Jez Rani, spoke, I believe it was last week, at the Veterans Home of Reading, kind of on the new trends on scams and tricks on, and just reminding people that we do have what we kind of call a speaker series, people in the our office who are experts in different areas who can come out to your community organization, your Rotary, your church, your school, no matter what it is, and come and talk about a variety of topics, including cyberbullying, anti-bullying, cyber safety, fraud, real estate fraud, driving under the influence, human trafficking, elder abuse, consumer protection, strangulation, victim services, all of the different topics we have available. So anyone who's interested in that, I believe we have on our website to fill out a request to do that, or you can also, yes, we do, or you can also always stop by the office, give the office a call. But we're happy to come out and talk to your group, your organization, and just answer your questions.
We're going to give Bill Bateman a call about this from the Public Defender's Office, but the this new bill about conservatorship, the options to treat severely mentally ill people who refuse treatment are limited in California. So now they're trying this new thing. It's going to be a court-mandated wraparound care. The patients must have serious mental illness plus a recent history of psychiatric hospitalizations, jail time, or threats or attempts at serious violent behavior. And then the state can then, if they meet these requirements, put them into a facility for mental health treatment. But it's going to have to go in front of, I think, of the care court.
Yeah, there's going to be a new care court that's going to be kind of developed in the public defender's office, as we talked about a little bit during the break. They're going to be the more involved than my office would be. I'm certainly where I don't see a piece yet where we would be appearing in care court. It is certainly something that I know is going to kind of parallel in the criminal court world where someone has a criminal case and, you know, kind of the referrals back and forth into care court.
Well, you all get involved with conservatorships.
No, so conservatorship is county council.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be the ones. There are times when we've been able to do that, when maybe county council doesn't take on a handle that case or decides not to handle the case. I know there's a mechanism for us to request the court to allow us to do it, but traditionally we don't do it.
Well, conservatorships are, I worked to get a conservatorship for a gentleman who had dementia. And it's not a one-day process, my friends. It's the big thing about it is that when you give a conservatorship, when that's granted, you've taken away all the rights of that individual to do make any decisions. And we went through court several times, and then there was a county council there to ensure that the person that you're trying to get into the conservatorship is not being railroaded or whatever. So, this isn't just a slam dunk, oh, yeah, we need to put somebody in there. So I can imagine that this is – if you've got 10 people here in town that – are obviously psychotic and a danger to themselves or others, and you try to do this. This is going to be a it's going to be interesting to see how it happens, and I we'll have to have Mr. Bateman on to discuss that.
Well, and you know, I'm not sure what the timing is when that's going to be up here in Shasta County. I know that's been kind of more pilot program in some of the other counties getting it started, but it's definitely something that's on the radar, starting to be worked on and talked about locally, so it is coming.
The goal is to get them into treatment, and then they can work their way out of the conservatorship, and it begins with the county mental health department petitioning a court to appoint a third person.
Yeah, and then they would be appointed a public defender and kind of make sure that they're getting those all those services that they need to help them shelter, food, mental health treatment, drug and alcohol treatment, all the things that need to hopefully get that person back on a road to recovery, out of homelessness, because a lot of these people, they're homeless and they're not, they're suffering on our streets. So I think that's part of the aim of this program.
Yeah, and it goes in front of a judge. So this is something that just because Linda's mad at me and she gets a couple of her girlfriends to say this guy's a wacko, I can't just be put away immediately. It'll take you a little time, Linda. So there.
I wouldn't do that. But, there's people out there who...
We see
this regularly with both sexes, and people can be devious. Well, I want to ruin somebody. Just take them down.
So there is protections kind of built into it, but there are ACLU and other groups are saying, when you start doing something like this, just like the judge told us, was you're taking away all their rights at that point.
And it's not necessarily a person who has committed a crime, right? And
they're
taking their rights and all their freedoms and stuff away.
Yeah.
So, but it sounds like from everything I've known, it's for the benefit of trying to get them back on their feet, trying to get them what they need, try to help them have a better quality of life.
Well, that's what it looks like. And that they can work themselves off this. If they, a lot of them, all they need is their meds on a regular basis.
Right.
And they can start making progress. It's when they stop. That starts being the problem. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got, you've also got a couple of the things that you all are doing.
Well, I did want to mention that today there is Pathways to Hope for Children. They're having their annual, it's a trunk or treat, so it's a nice safe place to take your kids. It is from 4 to 7 p.m. outside of their office at 2280 Benton Drive. We're there. We're participating. I know a lot of our local law enforcement agencies and other organizations will be there. Passing out candy, it's a good place to come and just know.
So there's trick-or-treating tonight there.
And from 4 to 7 at Pathways to Hope for Children at 2280 Benton Drive. And go ahead and bring your kids by. It's always
down there. It's down there across from the... close
to the river, the parking lot down there.
Across from the park there.
Mm-hmm. Across from Caldwell Park, down by One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right
down in
there.
That area. It's a good place to take your kids to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of families, are always looking for a safe, convenient place to take their kids for trick-or-treating, because that is coming up, and, there's always the dangers of when you're out there and what's going to be in the candy. So, go to a safer location.
Where did it, I don't know when it started, but I've been reading about it for 50 years, 60 years, that people have, put things in candy. Why you would do something like that, popcorn balls. So now, people are just handing out, already wrapped pieces of candy. But you still have to.
You still have to, because you can
still have to check them, though.
We actually found something in one of our kids' candy once before, so
really?
You have to check them. So it was a needle had been put in there. So
what kind of person would do that?
Yeah, so you just need to, when you're out walking around, I don't think you should be letting your kids just grab handfuls and eat it, which is sad, because when we grew up, that's you eat half of your bag while you're out trick-or-treating. and the homemade popcorn balls and stuff we would get, that's just...
candied apples. Somebody one lady always put out candied apples. That was,
bobbing for apples. That's how we grew up, it was part of the deal.
On this one, everybody would head to that place first because, she didn't have an inexhaustible supply.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can buy things for Think Pink.
Oh, yeah. So we've got the Think Pink decals with our badge and with the pink ribbon. We also have our patches that are still for sale. Just head down to our office at 1355 West Street. All those proceeds are going to go to support NorCal Think Pink. We get involved in that every year. And this year, I believe the decals are new this year. We've always done patches, but the decals are really cool. So remember to get out there and buy your patches and support the Think Pink efforts here to, that all goes to breast cancer early detection and prevention.
Don't you have a couple, I think the police have one car wrapped.
So we we have one car that's got the big ribbons on it also. Mm-hmm. I think almost all of the local agencies this year got either ribbons, and then one agency, I believe RPD, got an entire car wrapped. Sheriff's office might have also, but I know RPD did.
Okay.
Driving the pink car.
Why not? Yeah.
That's where you take your worst individuals and you throw them in the back of the pink car and you drive them around town so people can take their photos.
Hey, pink's a cool color.
Absolutely.
Pink actually looks really good on men, I think. I think it's a better man color than a female color.
I agree. Carl looks great in his pink shirt when he wears it. It's very becoming.
I think traditionally, like a long time ago, pink was more of a man color than now. It's considered women pink, men blue, but
very Barbie.
Was before. Yeah.
Barbie's made pink cool again.
Yeah. Like the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Another movie I will never see.
I heard really good. I heard
you're going with me. We're going to go.
I'm not going to go see Barbie.
I heard there's really good message on your own individual self-worth.
I
haven't seen it, but that is what I've highly heard from people, that it's really good for
If I can go with you to go see Blood and Guts and ripping tongues out of people and, you know, explosions. No, you can go with me to that. So, you know, there's no discussion.
Well,
let's put
it
that way.
I heard you can get it on Netflix now.
Oh!
So you can watch it at home, Carl.
Okay.
Well, that might be okay.
Yeah.
No, I've got people who their husbands have gone with them, girlfriends, and they really like the movie. They leave going, wow, I've read articles that they were going in kicking and screaming. I came out with like, wow, that was really good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. It has a really good message.
I just threw up in my mouth. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for
closed-minded.
Thanks for coming in and giving us an update of everything that's going on. Be looking forward to seeing the new courthouse open, the new judges being appointed. The fact that is your case low and you got like 10 seconds for this still the same?
Oh, yeah. I mean, caseloads are huge and continue to be huge, especially when we have such staffing issues and low staffing that we have. It just makes the caseloads continue to get bigger and bigger, unfortunately.